Good day, everyone. Welcome to the IBM Storage Talk, New Feature Enhancements with Tivoli Storage Productivity Center. Today's conference is being recorded, and at this time, I'd like to turn things over to John Foley. John, please go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me thank the audience for attending this call. I'd like to start out by saying you should have a copy of the TPC 4.1 Tivoli Stellar Education presentation in front of you. So let's get off to a very quick start here. There are several enhancements we'll be talking about, and we'll go through those enhancements brief. A couple things I want to identify on the first slide. First slide talks about IBM Tivoli Storage Productivity Center. Now, that might sound new to you, but we'll talk about that as we go through the presentation. Yes, indeed, we've had a name change for this product. The product used to be Total Storage Productivity Center, and we are rebranding the product for this new release, actually a new version. A couple important things. The announce date for this release is scheduled for April 28th. The EGA, so the electronic GA for this product, is also scheduled for May 1st, 2009. So refer back to this slide if you need a refresher on when this will be out. My name is John Foley. I'm here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So if you send notes, make sure it's Raleigh, North Carolina, not the John Foley in Atlanta. He gets about 50% of my notes. So if you have some questions about this presentation, want more detail, or just want to knock around a few ideas on how to sell TPC, by all means contact me, whether by phone or by email, which is on the front of this slide. Let's go right to the agenda. Throughout this presentation, we'll cover a quick overview of TPC and how successful we've been in the environment today, how quickly the environment is growing, and who are the leaders. We'll talk about the themes for this announcement. There are four basic themes within the announcement, and then we'll go through the highlights and the details. Now, the highlights and details will be high level for the Tivoli sellers. For the guys that are more techie on the phone and want more details, there is upcoming education, and I'll talk about that toward the end of this presentation. Let's move on to slide number four. A couple highlights from 2008. Number one, IBM storage software revenue grew 17% year-to-year. Now, things are pretty flat out there, and as you know, there's been a recession all over the world. But as you can see, our storage continues to grow. We're actually growing at a faster rate than the rest of the market. The fastest growing product within the IBM storage portfolio happened to be TPC at 24%. The fastest growing share in the SRM, storage resource market, again, is IBM. We actually grew 2.3% year to year in the storage resource market, whereas EMC, our largest competitor, dropped 2%, and Computer Associates dropped 2%. The top SRM vendor in the Gartner Magic Quadrant, now this was a report from 2009, remains IBM TPC. Now, Gartner refreshes this report every 2 years, so you can expect to see in 2009, the end of March, coming up soon, a new report for the Gartner Magic Quadrant. Based on what we've seen our competitors do, we're hoping that we continue to be the top SRM vendor in the market. The fastest growing product in the TPC portfolio happened to be TPC for Disk, which was up 48% year to year. Thank you, sellers. The greatest sales contributor to the TPC revenue for the year was from our business partners at 55%. The greatest BP contributor by region happened to be in the Americas. Again, as you can see, 52%. And then the thing we're all on this call to hear about is the upcoming major new release of TPC. But before I go into that major new release, let's talk about some kind of economic stuff going in on page 5, industry projections. Now, when queried, two-thirds of large companies out there in the world say that their storage budgets are being cut by 14% in the upcoming year, that's 2009. So when asked, what are you going to do with these storage budgets being cut, considering the fact you need to continue to buy storage, basically what they all said is we need to get smarter, we need to buy sophisticated tools, and we need to do more deep dive and utilization type evaluation to determine what's on our disk, who's storing stuff on our disk, who owns our disk. So basically, even though they said their storage budgets are cut, they said they wanted to get smarter about managing their storage. How do you get smarter? You get smarter with software. Now, on page 6, let's talk about some of that smart software these guys are talking about buying. One of the things they'll buy are storage resource management products. I think there will be a big boom this year of customers investing in storage resource products like TPC. Now, TPC is not your average product. We go a lot further and beyond what the typical SRM vendor provides. Typical vendors, the smaller ones out there, provide capacity and asset reporting. TPC does a lot more. We can manage an entire storage area network end-to-end, whether it be application relationship, virtualization, capacity management, change management. We do trending. We do performance analytics. We do alerting. We do replication management. And we not only manage IBM products, which is our forte, but we also manage other vendor products. And you'll see another announcement within this presentation that talks about how we offer broader platform coverage, not only for IBM products, but for other products in the industry. A quick overview of what is TPC for the new guys that come on board. On page 7, there are 6 major TPC components. We talk about Basic Edition, which is our one-time charge product. It costs about $3,000. List, and it manages an unlimited number of terabytes. But that does basic device discovery and configuration, topology stuff, basic asset and capacity reporting. We have TPC for Fabric, which manages performance of your SAN switches. We have TPC for Disk, which manages performance on your disk systems. We have TPC for Data, which does data collection and analyst type things on file systems and databases. We have TPC Standard Edition, which I always recommend, which is basically a combination. It's that bundled price of Basic Edition, Fabric, Disk, Data, all bundled with one price. And then we have TPC for Replication, which is our replication manager, and it manages advanced copy services on our DS8000, ESS, and the SVC. Now, that's a quick overview of all the components that are within TPC. Now, I highlighted TPC for Fabric for a reason, and we'll talk about that in a moment. On page 8, I just want to let you sellers know that there are 2 organizations within IBM that sell TPC. We sell through the AAS system for the STG sellers, those are the hardware guys, and we sell through the PPA, or Passport Advantage System, for many of our business partners and for the Tivoli sellers. Now, if you want to know who's selling the most between the 2 organizations, you can see a pie chart here that says the Tivoli sellers sold 35% of our revenue last year, and STG sold 65% of our revenue last year. So the STG guys are doing a great job selling TPC into their storage environments. So let's jump to page 10, a quick highlight, and then we'll go right into the details of each thing we're announcing. I said there were 4 major themes. The first theme is tighter integration with not only Tivoli products, but also with products adjacent to Tivoli, like our storage products, the storage hardware products. And we'll go into that on details. Second major theme is simplified storage. We've got a lot of ease-of-use features that improve the stability and the quality and the usability of our product. We have increased service levels. This is a great one. I can't wait to get to these slides, which talk about new technology that came out of our IBM research centers. And then we'll talk about our expanded end-to-end storage management capabilities, where we talk about support for IBM and support for non-IBM storage products, which is becoming very important in today's environment as we see a lot of mergers, a lot of acquisitions where customers are thrown into an environment where they have to manage not only IBM stuff, but they have to manage other vendor stuff because of these acquisitions and mergers that are occurring all around the world. So let's dive into these details. Now, I've segmented them into chapters so that you know as we flow through these 4 chapters where we're at. First chapter is integration. On slide number 12, I said at the beginning of the presentation, we now have a new name. You know, Total Storage was a brand by STG that went away a couple years ago. Total Storage Productivity Center will be the last product to convert to a new brand. Our new brand as we go forward will be IBM Tivoli Storage Productivity Center. Now, we will continue to use TPC. TPC is not a trademark brand. It's just an abbreviation that everyone uses to identify TPC. We will not move off of TPC, even though it's separated, Tivoli Storage. For you guys out there, we will continue using TPC around the world for our sellers and for our customers, just so the familiarity of our product stays there. Okay, the next integration. I want to talk about this. TPC for Fabric. Remember, it was highlighted when I talked about the six components. TPC for Fabric is being withdrawn in this release. There will not be any more TPC for Fabric. What will happen now that if a customer wants the Fabric function, and that's the performance capabilities, performance monitoring and reporting on SAN-type switches, they will be required to buy TPC Standard Edition. So any of the customers out there now that want the Fabric functions will have to buy TPC Standard Edition. Now, what we plan on doing, we have not a lot, but we do have TPC for Fabric customers out there who are running version 3. What we plan to do is offer very aggressive pricing to try and get those customers on Fabric to move to TPC Standard Edition version 4. So you're going to see some very aggressive pricing promos and some plays that we come out with here in the future, shortly after we announce and GA the product. So remember, Fabric is going away. If you want Fabric, move to Standard Edition. Page 14, the next integration feature, is TPC has now been integrated with the Tivoli Integration Portal. Now, what's the Tivoli Integration Portal? That's a portal that has been created and available, developed through Tivoli, and it allows you to basically put products into the Tivoli Integration Portal, and then customers can launch from this portal into adjacent applications like TPC. TPC happens to be the first that will be integrated into the portal, and as Tivoli goes into the future, you will see other Tivoli adjacent products that can be launched from the Tivoli integration portal without having to exit and go back in and exit and go back in to other products. So, new with this release, TPC has now been integrated with the Tivoli integration portal. The next thing for integration we see is single sign-on. Now, this is the one that I like because it's a problem we have here at IBM. All of us out there know, if we're IBMers, that as we go from application to application within IBM, we always have to re-enter our user ID and our password. And we could have different user IDs, we could have different passwords, and there's no synergy between those user IDs and passwords. New with this release of Tivoli, we allow single sign-on and launching context, where you can go from TPC and branch out to like the DS4000 storage manager or the NetApp operations storage manager. But basically, you can branch out and launch into these other applications without having to re-enter your user ID and your password. All that is kept within a file that allows our customers to, or basically prevents them from having to continue to re-enter passwords. So that's new with this release, and I think that's going to be a very good one for as far as usability goes and integration and happiness on the customer level. On page 16, new with this release is we're integrating TPC for replication. Customers who install TPC now will also be installing TPC for replication because they've been integrated. Now, they still remain two separate products, but what happens is the customer installs TPC at a later date if he decides that he wants to turn on the replication feature within TPC. All that becomes is a licensing process where the customer orders the replication feature, he's sent a license key, And since it's already installed, all he has to do is enter the license key, and from that point on, he can launch TPC for replication functions from the TPC console. Okay, so that's also a new integration for our customers. Now, that's the integration section or chapter. Let's launch into the ease of use chapter. First, on page 18, this is one I've talked to four business partners already. All four of them love this. What this is, it's a new resource agent that basically sits on the TPC server and gets pushed out to the host for data collection. Now, unlike previously with our agents that install on host, customers would always have to worry about, is it the current agent that's out there? What agents are out there? I might have 1,000 agents deployed, and all those agents might be at different levels. So with the old agent support, we had a lot of instability problems. We had a lot of quality problems. We had a lot of customer sat problems with those old agents. This is a new storage resource agent that will be pushed out to the host servers whenever the customer wants to collect data from those servers out there. Now, in that case, what that does is it allows TPC to always push out the most current agent so that the customer no longer has to worry about, gee, do I have the most current agent at the most current level on all of my servers simultaneously, or do I have to worry about different levels? So hopefully you see how that works. Is when we want to do data collection, we push out the agent. The agent's all at the same level. We then collect all the information, and then we put that agent in a quiescent mode so that it's not using up a lot of energy or memory on those server agents. So that's why we call it lightweight agent. That's going to really improve the stability and the customer sat level of TPC out there in the market. The next ease of use is something that all of our customers were asking for, and again, our business partners love this, the ones that are in the beta program, and that is the ability to group critical resources. You know, the way it is now, TPC has like 300 different reports, and customers might have to transition from one report to see their servers and another report to see their switches and another report to see their disk server, their disk systems. What this allows the customer to do is group from each of those reports critical resources onto a single report so that now, maybe first thing in the morning, the customer could come in, the IT administrator, launch his favorite resource group, and quickly, at a glance, see the status of each one of his critical resources on a single report. So I think that's going to make a lot of customers happy also. On page number 20, something that a lot of our customers have always asked for, and that is the ability to take all the data within the Tivoli or TPC database and take all that data and create these real nice, pretty reports, whether they be graphs or pie charts or bar charts, but create these pretty customized reports so that they can take those reports to their upper management folks and impress those management folks on the status or the trends or the layout of things that are going on within the environment, but create these real pretty customized reports that they can show to their upper management to report the status of what's going on within the SAN environment. So I think that's going to be a big one also. Now, I'll stop there and just say that there's a lot more details to these functions than are on these slides. And those details will be provided within our tech education calls that will be occurring in April. These are high-level things for you Tivoli sellers to go out there and really start to impress our customers on the functions that are coming in this release. Something else on slide number 21 I want to talk about is we recently in February came out with a newer edition of the System Storage Productivity Center. Now, you should all know that's that 1U server, you know, 1-inch high server, that gets shipped out with all the new SSPC, with all the new SDCs and all the new DS8000s, and it basically has the full function TPC product installed. Now, I won't go into all that function of the SSPC, other than to say I'm hoping all of you know what it is by now, and this slide is meant to just talk about the new enhancements or the new updates to that product that we shipped in February. New with that product is a new hardware model which gives us advanced performance capabilities. Also, it's shipping with Windows 2008. We also ship a new server recovery CD that enables the customer to rebuild and recover that SSPC if the need occurs. There's a new security interface that allows the administrators to reset all the passwords. And then there's updated documentation that provide more, I'll say, ease of install and ease of use capabilities when working with the SSPC. Now, for the new guys out there, this product ships the DS8000 storage manager, also embedded on it. It ships the DS3000, 4000, and 5000 storage manager embedded on it, and it also provides TS3500 tape linkage also on this nice little console. So the SSPC started out back in October of 2007, and it's really starting to evolve into what I call the universal remote control for some of our most popular storage products that we sell. All right, so that was the ease of use section. And let's jump into slide number 23, which talks about our service level optimization. On slide number 23, I have to tell you, hands down, this is the one that will enable you guys to sell a lot of TPC this year. This is a new technology that came out of our IBM Research Center. What it does is it goes out there and it looks for hot spots within all the storage pools that reside on our DS8000, 6000, 5000, 4000, and our SBC. And it does that by using definitions that our customers have defined as, alerting mechanisms. Customers say they create these parameters to identify when a storage pool is running in a deficient mode, and that enables TPC to go out there and scan all the storage pools and come back to the customer in a single report with color codings. What those color codings say is if the storage pool shows green, it means that this storage pool is operating at high efficiency. If the color code is less than green, it starts drifting into things like amber, yellow, orange, and red, it means those storage optimization pools are drifting into an inefficient mode and therefore allows the customer to identify problems within those storage pools. And then what TPC does, it doesn't only identify problems, but it also provides guidance on what you should do with those storage pools. Now, this is the one that our customers are going to love this, our business partners love this, and this is the one that our analysts are all focused on. They really like this quick vision of what's going on out there on all their disk systems, providing the customer hot spots with recommendations of what to do to turn those sections from red to green. I just can't express that this is the one, when you get to a presentation on TPC4, this is the one to focus on. So that's the new technology that came out of Haifa, and there's a lot more information coming on that. We're going to have white papers on that. We're going to have an expanded presentation on that, and there's a lot more detail behind how those hotspots are generated with algorithms within our technical session that we'll give to you in the April timeframe. Also within this release is our disaster recovery theme that I want to talk about. And this is one that I think a lot of you sellers are overlooking. You know, we have this product called TPC for Replication. It's preloaded on every SSPC that goes out the door. It offers replication management for flash copy, global copy, metro global copy, metro mirror. It offers really great management capabilities for all of those advanced copy features on our ESS, DS8000, and SVC products. The nice thing about this is I've seen where customers install this product and they wonder how they could live without it. Remember, this is installed in every SSPC. Now, some of the new features coming in this release can be identified on slide number 26. First of all, a lot of our customers were asking for progress indicators. You know, when you launch a replication session, sometimes it takes hours to replicate from one location to the other location. New in this release is we're providing replication features or progress indicators that actually continually show the customer how that session progress is occurring. You know, 10% done, 20% done, all the way to done and completed. So that's new in this release. I think our customers will love that. Also new in this release, on page 27, we're adding support for Metro Global Mirror with practice volumes. Also in this release, we're adding support for Global Mirror, both directions, from one site to the other and back. And we're also offering that with practice volumes. Practice volumes means that you can practice a session without actually launching the session. So that's kind of pretty cool because, you know, as customers like to play with their scenarios within the environment without actually disrupting any operations within their production environment. So I really like this practice volume technology that our replication development folks have implemented. Also on page 28, as far as TPC replication goes, we're also supporting Metro Global Mirror within a ZOS Hyperswap environment. So if you have System Z environments where there are DS8000s attached, this is a nice one that you can go talk to your System Z customers about. Now, page 29. This is the one I'm a little disappointed with. For the past 8 months, we have been offering a free try and buy license of TPC. Now, how difficult is this to do? TPC for replication is shipped on every SSPC that goes into a customer account. So I'm thinking, here's what, if I was a seller, here's all I would have to do. Number one, all I have to do is verify that the customer has has an SSPC in the environment. Once you identify the customer has an SSPC in their environment, number two, all you have to do is validate. Is this a DS8000 or an SVC customer? Yes. Okay? Step number three, they've got an SSPC. This is a DS8000 or SVC environment. Okay? Step number four, do they have Flash Copy, Global Mirror, Metro Mirror, Metro Global Mirror? Do they have any of those advanced features? Yes. Step number four, give them a free copy of TPC for replication. It's free for 60 days. Remember, this is John Foley. That's a hyperlink on this slide. If you have a customer who has an SSPC, a DS8000, an SVC with advanced copy services, call me. I'll do all the work. TPC for replication is installed on the box. Can be turned on for free for 60 days. If you call me, we'll give you a license, we'll turn it on, and I would say there's a 99.9% chance 60 days from now you will be taking an order for TPC for replication. How difficult is that to do? Please, I can't understand why you guys are not taking advantage of this promotion. Please call me. Okay. Now, we're moving in toward the end of our presentation with the last category, and this is heterogeneous support. This has to be so important to you guys. You know, with all the mergers and all the acquisitions out there, I would say there is a very rare case where a customer is only running IBM equipment. Every day I hear where customers are not only running IBM, but they're running Hitachi or they're running HP, or they're running EMC, or they've acquired, or they've merged with a company who now have caused them to be in this mixed melting pot environment. Or, worst case for you guys, you have an EMC customer who wants to come over to IBM, but he has a problem. He's saying, I'm EMC, I want to come to IBM, but I'm looking for a product that can manage both environments. This requirement is becoming so critical for you guys to address today. One of our fortes in TPC is a goal to be the best storage resource management product within the industry to be able to manage a melting pot of storage environments. On slide number 32, with this version, we are now adding new support for the NetApp products. Now, not only the NetApp products, but also the N-Series products. We are adding support for all of the Fibre Channel attached devices. All of the Fibre Channel. Now, that opens up a pretty wide landscape for you. You know, NetApp is the third fastest disk vendor, third fastest growing disk vendor in the world. So with this new support, you guys can now go into environments, even IBM environments, where customers are running a DS8000 or a DS4000 or a 5000, and they're saying, you know, I'm thinking about buying some of your IBM N-Series stuff, you know, the rebranded NetApp stuff. Can TPC manage my N-Series stuff if I purchase it? With this release, we are now adding support for the Fibre Channel stuff, and we also already manage the NAS stuff or the file system stuff of NetApp. So this opens up a pretty broad landscape for you guys to be able to go into those heterogeneous environments and talk about TPC and not only how it supports IBM stuff, but also how it supports NetApp stuff, and again, happens to be the third fastest growing Fibre Channel vendor in the world. So keep that in mind. On slide number 33, everyone continues to ask me on a day-to-day basis, when will we support the XIV product? Well, with this new version, we've added support for the XIV stuff. Now, this support that we've added today, I will say, is basic capacity and asset reporting capabilities. Now, keep this in mind, and I should have put it on the slide. TPC added to the support, but we are dependent on support that the XIV box will be adding in the June timeframe. What they'll do is they'll add a new CIMOM, which is a common information module, in their new release, which is coming in June. And with that new CIMOM that they will add in June, TPC already has the code in version 4 to support that new CIMOM. So keep this in mind. We're announcing the new support in April, which is embedded in TPC, but that new support will not go into effect until the June timeframe. So that's an XIV statement. The last on page 34 is a new product that we acquired last year called SERP. I'll quickly talk about this one. GTS, our services organization within IBM, acquired a company by the name of Novus. Now, Novus was mostly a services company that offered storage reporting or SRM capabilities for a mixed environment, and that mixed environment can be identified on the bottom of page 34. They offered storage resource reporting on IBM, EMC, NetApp, Hitachi, and HP SRM products. The way it works is they sit on top of the already installed SRM product, and they go into the SRM product's database, and they pull out information, and they put that information into real nice, pretty reports, specifically line of business reports that customers need to see at the line of business level. Now, that's something that the TPC and the EMC and the NetApp and Hitachi and HP tools cannot do. So the nice thing about this is, with this new product that we are productizing because of this acquisition, and we're making it available to our business partners and to our IBM sellers to sell, we'll sit on top of all of these SRM products and report, build these reports for customers in these mixed melting pot environments. So here's how it works. I'll put it into human for you. If you go into a customer and the customer says, I have a little bit of EMC, I have a little bit of Hitachi, I have a little bit of NetApp, but I really want to buy some IBM stuff, I'm looking for a tool that can provide reporting capabilities across all of those products at the highest level, especially in the area of line of business, you guys now have a product that you can sell and get commissioned to sell. All right? Keep that in mind. Let's talk about something else on slide number 35. On slide number 35, the GTS organization just announced new sales incentives. What they're saying is that if you guys sell SERP, Storage Enterprise Resource Product, between now and the end of June, they're providing you a sales incentive to make you guys more money and put more money in your pockets. There's more information about this sales center on this slide, and there's also a hyperlink to the person you can contact if you want more information about this new sales incentive. So just remember, SERP, which is a new product announcing with the TPC release, will be available. You can sell it with TPC, or you can sell it without TPC into EMC or Hitachi or NetApp environments. It does reporting at the highest level, and now you get it not only commissioned to sell it, but you get sales incentives for that product. So let's wrap it up here. I know we've gone through a lot of slides. I've given you a lot of information. The highest level is contained within these slides. There will be more information on each one of these features and functions within our technical session. Those technical sessions will be held on April 8th and April 9th. If you want more details about when those sessions are occurring, or you've not gotten an invitation yet, or it's not on your calendar, send me a note and I'll send that information to you. That information has also been sent out within the Rich Anderson Storage Sales Alert. If you're not on Rich Anderson Storage Sales Alert, a distribution list, by all means, this is a hyperlink. Click on this link. They will add you to that distribution list, and from this point on, you will not miss those invitations. I've also added some hyperlinks to the TPC Sales Kit, which will be updated with 34 new deliverables, including this announcement. There'll be a customer presentation in there. There'll be analyst presentation in there. We'll make sure the white papers that will be created, not yet, but will be created, will be in there. So there's some hyperlinks here. I would say you know how difficult it is to find the sales kits. If you click on this link, you get to the sales kit, I would say bookmark it. It will be the most active sales kit within the storage area over the next 2 months. So let's wrap it up. On page 37, we covered the highlights of what's announcing in TPC 4.1. There are several more items within TPC 4.1 that we're announcing, and I've identified them on this list. We won't go through them now, but if you want more information, send me a note. Remember, I'm a hyperlink on slide number one. Slide number 38, just to recap what we've done, we've introduced a new name, Tivoli Storage. We have new packaging. Remember, we are withdrawing TPC for Fabric. We are integrating with the Tivoli Integration Portal. We've also embedded TPC for Replication within TPC now. We have the new single sign-on. We have custom reporting. We have the new lightweight storage agents. We have that really cool function, the storage optimization. Remember the hot spots with the colored chart. We have the new storage resource groups, which allow you to group those critical resources into one location. And then we have those replication enhancements. And please don't forget the free replication try and buy. It's so easy for you guys to make money on that. I'll do all the work. Just send me a note, all right? So that's a recap of the TPC 4 announcement. It's a big one. The beta customers I've talked to are all talking about rolling TPC out into production at GA time. I mean, they're real happy with the stability. They're happy with the quality. They think these are some of the best functions we've delivered in years. So please look for this new release. Look for the press release. And then the last slide on page 39 is the recap. And this is my compelling plea to you guys. You know, in the old days, and customers still do this, I stand up in the briefing centers at least once every 2 to 3 weeks and present to a customer. I still have customers out there who are using spreadsheets to manage their storage environments. When I talk about spreadsheets, you see all the guys in the audience shaking their heads going, yep, we use spreadsheets, we use whiteboards, we use pieces of paper to keep track of everything in our environment. We can't do that anymore. We just can't. These storage environments are growing so fast. They're so complex with all the mix of storage vendors in the environments, new storage technologies, integrating with old storage technologies. It's just too much for these guys to manage anymore. I mean, they're all looking for you guys to come in there and tell them that they have this, that you have the solution. So with this slide, I would just say there is a compelling reason to really go in and talk about storage resource management with every one of those storage products that we place. We have new support for the DS8000, the 5000, the 4000, new support for XIV. Don't forget those NetApp environments. We've opened up a wide playing field, especially with the new performance analytic engines in those 4000, 5000, 8000 environments, the Fibre Channel stuff on NetApp. There's a broad playing field wide open for you guys with this new release. Please, we're at the end of the presentation. If you have any questions, you need help, you need to talk to somebody, you don't know who to call, please call me or send me a note. I'll be on top of it, I promise. That being said, I'll come to a close on the presentation. I wish you guys the best for the next 3 quarters. I think you're going to have a great 3 quarters. And I look forward to having you on the technical calls, 7th and 8th of April. Okay. Have a great day. Thanks for attending the call. And please stay well. Thank you very much.